Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Speaking of Piedmont Medical Center, look, I ran into this guy. He didn't know where he was going. He said he had a Piedmont Medical Center badge on. I said, you know what? Come with me. And he is here today at the Straight Talk table, and this is how we're going to introduce him to the community. How do you like that, Stephen?
Huh? I love it.
Stephen Wright is with us. Stephen is the brand spanking new Chief Strategy Officer for Piedmont Medical Center, and we're going to learn about all that. But we need to welcome you first and get you to tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. And first of all, thank you for having me here with you today. Steve Wright. I like to start out by saying I'm a nurse, born and raised in the central part of New York, and did a lot of critical care nursing. Worked in Charlotte from there for about 6 years, then went down to Florida for the last 5.5 years working and overseeing several service lines. So what I mean by that is helping set like strategy and direction for each area, physician recruiting, new procedures, new offering. How do we continue to help advance the care that we're providing our patients?
So do you still do some nursing?
I do not. I haven't been bedside since I think it's like 2006.
Uh-oh.
So it's been a while.
Uh-oh. So they just can't call you in when they get clobbered with people?
No, absolutely not.
So now, what does a chief strategy officer do?
There's a lot there, so I'll try to break it down for you. So I think
plenty of time.
I think high level, really my role is to help set the direction of the organization. So what is our strategy? What is our focus? What is our vision? So where are we going? What are we trying to become? And then helping break it down into parts that we can then execute on. So developing business plans and initiatives surrounding that. I also have responsibility for physician recruitment, because as our community grows and the needs of the community grows, so do the needs of our physician work group. So I focus a lot on recruitment. I also do marketing and have oversight for our marketing department, PR communications, and also business development. So we have somebody that basically resides in the community that helps make sure that everybody is aware of the services that we provide, identify opportunities, and then bring those ideas forward so we can make sure we continue to meet the healthcare needs of the community.
Whew. Well, that's a pile. And I guess the first thing you have to do as a brand new resident is to figure out what's what, where's where, who's who.
That is absolutely right. So I've been here 7 weeks and still learning, but the team has been amazing, and I learn a lot more every single day I'm here. I know I got a great tour from you last week, and so I feel like I know the community a lot better as well. So thank you for that.
Happy to do it. And, of course, there is so much here. I've told you this before. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, a lot of what you see here was not here. But it's here. And we are rapidly growing. When I came here almost 40 years ago, county's population was about 123,000. And right now, we're bumping 300,000, and you've seen the numbers and the projections. I mean, it's just, it won't be long before we have a 500,000 people here. So we got a lot going on, and I think anybody who has watched Piedmont Medical Center, I mean, the response of your business has been kind of in step with what's happening in the community. I told you before, when I came here 40 years ago, I think the total number of physicians on the medical staff was 40, maybe it was 50. What's the number now?
I think it's well over 200.
200? No. I think it's like 420 or something. You got all
kinds
of stuff.
I know it's a big medical staff, and we continue to grow it every day, it feels like.
And you just take a look at the procedures. Who would have ever thought in Rock Hill, South Carolina, that we would be doing open-heart surgery? Well, you've been doing it for 20-plus years. I mean, I think that's pretty remarkable. It's pretty remarkable.
It is, yeah. And think about, and this is Heart Month too, so it'd be great to talk a little bit about the cardiac surgery and cardiac program.
Sure.
So yeah, we've been doing heart surgery for a while. We continue to advance in that space. I think you had two of our guests last week,
right,
Jennifer and Laura, talking about TAVR, which is a new procedure, less invasive procedure for patients that need their aortic valve replaced. We're doing WATCHMAN now, which is another new procedure for patients with atrial fibrillation to help prevent strokes. We just got, this is great, like exciting news, just got approval officially today to do this new procedure called TCAR, which is transcarotid aortic revascularization. So it's a new way of basically inserting a carotid stent with less risk of stroke than traditional procedures. So it's just, we continue to advance, we continue to look and see what our needs of the community are, and we want to make sure we meet those needs so our patients can stay here and get that care.
Well, therein is a very good point. You want to be able to have what you need when you get sick, because time is a big deal. If you have to run up the road through this mass of traffic that we have right now, that could be the difference between success and failure, depending upon what the situation is. And right now, with all the different things that you offer, it's not too often that you have to go run up the road to go do something. That wasn't the case 25, 30 years ago. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, that's right. And I mentioned, you know, heart. We're also doing a lot in orthopedics, our neurology service line, bariatrics, and we could talk a little bit more about that because that's been a huge focus for us. We're also maternity and our labor and delivery program, too. You know, we have, I don't know if you've gotten an opportunity to stop by and see our nest at Fort Mill. It's absolutely gorgeous. 10 beautiful beds. And what's nice about that space, too, is you have the baby in that same room. You stay in that whole entire room, the whole entire stay. So it's like kind of a unique experience. Because oftentimes you have to move from a birthing unit to a kind of a postpartum unit until you go home. We also have a beautiful facility at Rock Hill as well.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a NICU level 3. So we have the advanced capabilities of taking care of babies should they need extra care.
And if last time I checked in on this, and I don't know how many years ago this was, but Piedmont Medical Center was birthing, I want to say, at least 1,500 kids a year. I mean, all the time. Lots and lots of babies. And obviously, with the population growing, we can expect more of that. And I guess if you look back and look at COVID, when everybody was stuck at home, we probably had a little bit of surge there as well. So let's talk about some of these procedures. The heart. Now, the heart, as I say, you've had a cardiac wing on Piedmont Medical Center for over 20 years, well over 20 years. So what kinds of things are you doing there? I mean, I don't know anything about heart surgery. What are you doing?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different things we're doing there. So I'll start with open heart surgery. So your bypass, I think we probably all heard of somebody that's had to get a bypass, and whether it's their family or their friends. So that is, you know, blockage in your heart, and we basically bypass that with another vessel that we use from another part of your body. There's also the valve replacement. So you have a leaky valve. Blood doesn't flow in the right direction. You might feel tired. You might pass out. So we're taking care of that. We also have the TAVR, the TCAR, the WATCHMAN that I mentioned. We also do CATHs. So if somebody has a heart attack, we'll bring them into the cath lab, assess that, and put a stent in if we need to. We also offer vascular surgery as part of that as well. So you have, you know, clotting in your leg, swelling in your leg, or a aorta that's, you know, your aorta's in your stomach. Basically, if you have a large aorta there, we can also help prevent that from rupturing too and requiring an emergent ED visit. We can do that electively.
It's amazing. And again, when these things happen, they happen suddenly. Nobody knows they're coming. Although you should pay attention to the symptoms, you know.
Absolutely.
Exactly. But you want to get to the hospital as soon as you can. And with all these advanced services that you have, I mean, I can't understand why you wouldn't get it done. And I do know, and I cannot remember the doctor's name, your top heart surgeon, his name is
Dr. Chan?
That's him. I can tell you from personal experience, a good friend of this community, everybody knows him, was really, really sick. Really sick with heart issues. And this guy, he just called all over looking for the best in the world. You know, he called Duke, he called Cleveland Clinic, And he learned that the best one, one of the best in the country, is right here at Piedmont. Dr. Chin is his name?
Yeah, Dr. Chin.
And by golly, this friend of mine and the surgery he had to have, none of us thought he was going to make it because he was really, really in bad shape. It wasn't a sudden thing. It was just happening. And by God, he's out there running around today. He's doing just fine. And if I brought him in here, he would sing the praises of what that whole hospital system did to save him. I mean, he was in the ICU, the cardiac ICU, for over 30 days. What does that tell you? That's a big case.
Yeah, that's a big case.
That's
sure.
A big case. So that's a walking billboard. A big billboard, as a matter of fact. He's a big guy. All right, so that's cardiac. Now, you mentioned bariatric. We're talking about weight. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so for patients that are having a hard time losing weight, they've tried various different diets or even some medications. You know, there's an opportunity to have bariatric surgery. So not everybody's a candidate, so we'll definitely screen you to make sure that you fit the criteria for that. But it's not a new surgery per se. So it's been perfected over the years. But it really has helped patients effectively reduce weight to reduce the risk of untoward heart or health effects, right? You're overweight, you get a higher chance for diabetes, higher risk for heart issues. You can't walk as much. Your joints also get stiff and sore. So it really is a great opportunity to help improve the health and outcomes of our patients that are struggling with weight management.
So there's a couple of options there when you do bariatric surgery. There's one that's, what do they call it, a lap band?
Yep.
And the other one is actually...
a bypass. We'll bypass part of your... Yeah, basically, the goal is to make your stomach a little bit smaller, right? So you get fuller faster, and then you're consuming less. So your calorie counts go down, and you lose weight that way.
So as far as one versus the other, is it just individual cases or preferences or what?
Yeah, I think... You know, based on my experience, yeah, I think we'll offer both to the patients if both are an option. There are certain reasons why we would want to choose one over the other, but most patients will qualify for both of those, and then we'll have the risk-benefit conversation about each option with the patient and let them choose what they think is the best option.
And when somebody elects to do something like this, it's more than just a surgery. If I remember right, there's a lot of consultation and pre-planning and making sure that this is something that people want to get done.
You're absolutely right. This is not something you come in and you see your doctor and schedule a surgery next week. This is a lot of coordination. And there's dietitian you got to meet with. There's a psychologist that you got to meet with as well. So there's a pretty significant amount of work that needs to be done before surgery. And excited to announce that to help, because it is a lot of work and there's a lot of coordination that needs to happen there, we did bring in a bariatric coordinator, Melissa Herman. So she actually started, interesting enough, the same day I started, early January. So we brought her in to really be our concierge / kind of like navigator.
Yeah.
So patients, if they have questions about the different procedures, if they're even just investigating this, she can talk to them. If they are interested in moving forward, she'll help make sure they get their dietitian appointment, their psychology visit. They'll help with education, follow up with the patient after the procedure, make sure everything is being taken care of. So she's really going to be a great asset to the folks in the program.
She's a great hand holder. That's what it boils down to.
Absolutely right.
Make sure you don't get lost in the system and that you get all the questions answered before, during, and after, bottom line.
That's right. Yeah. And the good thing about her, too, is she's been doing bariatric surgery for a long time. And she's been part of other programs across the state, too. So she's got a lot of her experience and expertise. I think it's going to be great for our patients.
Good. Okay, we're going to take our mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. We're here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We do fresh salads and salads. We do them 6 days a week. A big crowd is always here during lunchtime, and they've been here today. And they keep coming back every day because of these white letters. And at the count of three, we're going to say it together. Are we ready? One, two, three.
Slice. Garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
It's soup weather, and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies, and we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch, whenever you want. So, you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
Last year was a big year for Founders Federal Credit Union and our amazing members. A total of $30 million was given back to qualifying members in the form of loyalty bonus dividends, proving once again that it pays to be a Founders member. Founders is also committed to pouring time and resources into the local communities we serve. If you aren't a member yet, what are you waiting for? Join Founders today. Visit foundersfcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required.
Hey, Alex, have you tried that new pastrami on rye at Substation 2?
You're darn right I have, and you should too. It's freshly sliced, lean, delicious, served hot, and piled high. And I understand you better hurry, because it's a limited time offer.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Stephen Wright is with us today. He is the new Chief Strategy Officer for Piedmont Medical Center. We've been running through lots of stuff that Piedmont is doing an awful lot of that I don't think a lot of people really understand how big this hospital has gotten. I do remember one of the former CEOs made a comment that for a community this size, we are terribly overserved. That's how much we have in the way of specialties here and all the stuff that Piedmont Medical Center is doing. Brain surgery? I mean, we haven't even talked about that. You're doing brain surgery up there? Okay. So, you touched upon the magic word, the most important five-letter word in the world. Women. W-O-M-E-N. And you are really focused on those, are you not?
Yes, we are. So, I mentioned the NEST and a lot of the work that we're doing around our labor and delivery program, our level 3 NICU that we have at Rock Hill. I think it's important for the community to know, too, that you know we try to provide a unique experience for everybody that's coming in and having their baby with us. And it's more than just coming and having their baby. We're also trying to make sure they get resources and support before they have their baby. So we offer birthing classes, whether it's in-person or virtual. We offer tours of each of our locations, whether it's Rock Hill or Fort Mill. So it really encourage anybody that's interested in finding out more just to reach out to us. We'd be happy to do some one-on-one time. Certainly, there's a lot of resources on our website, and definitely encourage those to attend a childbirth class. You know, I have a 3-year-old, 1-year-old myself, and I'll tell you, I wish I attended one of those classes.
busy being a nurse.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there are so many different ways you can select to have a baby, right? You can do au naturel, or you can be whatever. The options are out there today. It's just incredible.
Absolutely. And we always encourage everybody to have a birth plan and make sure you share that with your OB as well.
Okay. As we see our population aging, the baby boomers, their joints are wearing out. And I know you're doing a lot of joint replacements with robotics, and you got a partnership with Ortho Carolina doing stuff. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so we have a very vibrant orthopedic program here, both at Rock Hill and at Fort Mill. And we continue to advance there. Yeah, we work closely with Ortho Carolina. We work closely with Spec Ortho. We have great physicians that provide great care to the patients that need orthopedic surgery. We also continue to advance. So we do have a robot. It's called Mako, that we added last year to our Fort Mill campus. We actually plan on adding that to Rock Hill here in the near future as well. So basically, it's a robot that helps support like knee and hip replacement. So when you think about like, what does the robot do? What are the benefits of the robot? The robot basically helps with precision. It takes the images that you get of, say, your knee, all the tissues, the bone, and it overlays it into the robot. So when you're cutting and you're drilling, you are much more precise into going in the areas and not touching the normal tissue or bone structure. So the benefit of being more precise is less pain, you're staying in a hospital less often, and I think what's important to a lot of folks after orthopedic surgery is, how fast can I go back to my normal way of living, or go back to work, or go run, or play sports? So the robots have been a great addition to help us reach that goal.
Technology. My God. You know, I've said this before. If you had to get sick, you couldn't be at a better time in the history of medicine to get sick, because of the technology that you've been talking about, the skill sets of all the doctors that are out there, the whole medical staff. I mean, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible. I'm not suggesting you get sick to find out, but all right. So what I know you've got more robotics than just that. Tell me a little bit about how they have taken over, not taken over, but how they're being used more at Piedmont.
Yeah, and it's an area we continue to focus closely on. So we also have a robot called Globus. That is a robot that we use for our spine cases. It actually just got approved for cranial work as well, so head surgery. But we're using it on spine only at this point. So the same thing as what I mentioned about Mako, it's about combining your imaging with the precision of the robot. So when you're doing your, you know, when I'm having back surgery, I want to make sure that it's as precise as possible. So the robot assists with that. So we're doing that. We added that in 2023 to Rock Hill. We also have technology, it may not be the robot, but we have technology also at Fort Mill to also aid in spine surgery as well. And that also has advanced imaging to be able to have more precision when we're doing spine surgery there as well. So either location that you're at, we have really great means of providing great spine care and great outcomes. The other robot that we have is called the Da Vinci. So we have two of those at Rock Hill and one at Fort Mill. So the physicians that largely use the Da Vinci are your general surgeons, urologists, sometimes ENT, ear, nose, and throat. So they allow, again, it allows you to go in, make smaller incisions, which result in less bleeding, less pain, faster recovery, less time you have to stay at the hospital. So in overall, if you look at Da Vinci, you look at Globus, you look at Mako, the benefits are we should be able to get you out of the hospital sooner, less pain, less risk for adverse events. So it's really helping us continue to excel as a healthcare system and provide even better care to our patients.
You know, the one thing that I don't think that a lot of people really comprehend is how important it is to have this type of care right here at home. I mean, when you think about somebody who's going to undergo these kinds of procedures, they're going to be in the hospital. Not, you know, for one day, they'll probably be there for multiple days. And just the convenience of being, of allowing family members to traverse back and forth to Rock Hill or to Fort Mill, wherever it may be, it makes a big, big difference. I mean, a big difference. Somebody who's stuck in a hospital, they want some familiar faces, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, again, I'm new, been here 7 weeks. I'm really spent a lot of time assessing the services that we provide, and we provide a lot of great services here to the community. And what's nice, not only do we provide like high acuity services and a lot of different services, but we do it with a local feel. So we have that community-based atmosphere where we want to make sure every single patient that comes through feels like they are special to us and we're going to take great care of them.
That's great. So let's talk about community. You know, you're part of a large enterprise called Tenet, which has got hospitals all over the place. But you're very local because you're, and I guess this is true for all the Tenet hospitals, you do a lot of giving back. I mean, one of the things, you talk about giving back, this is big time. The fact that you operate, you pay for the ambulance service here in York County. Most people don't realize that. We would not have this ambulance service, or the taxpayers would be paying for this ambulance service if it wasn't part of your operational agreement with York County, correct?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. So the 911 service is part of our agreement with the county. Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people are aware of that. But, yeah, we do operate that, and we have a great team, a great EMS community that does a great job responding quickly if there's a need for care.
Good. So let's talk about what you do in the community besides healthcare. I know that you get involved with a lot of community activities.
Yeah, we do. We have over, I think, 15 organizations that we are working with this year in some type of sponsorship capacity.
Right.
So being in the community, being a part of the community, helping them meet their needs is really important to us. So it is something that I'm very passionate about. Piedmont Medical Center leadership, Tenet is passionate about. So we really enjoy it. We have a lot more coming. I would encourage folks, if they are listening and they have any opportunities or interest in talking to us, to please reach out to us. We'd be glad to have a conversation.
Well, I know a big one that we just finished recently was our Toys for Happiness program, which Piedmont Medical Center was one of our major sponsors on. Roughly 30,000 toys we raised from that thing. A big community undertaking, providing Christmas to families who wouldn't have Christmas all over York County. I mean, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. So we thank you for that, helping to make that possible.
We're happy
okay,
to help.
So we got about a minute left in the program. And I just want you to take it and just talk to people out there who may not have ever had the opportunity to go to Piedmont, and what they need to know and as to why they should put that in their brain system to work.
Yeah, I would say Piedmont Medical Center, Rock Hill, Fort Mill, we are a great healthcare system, your local healthcare system. We provide great services. We continue to grow. We continue to advance. You will always be a person to us and somebody that we want to make sure that we are meeting your personal needs. So I would say, in summary, we are here when you need us. We can continue to grow. We will continue to grow, and we will continue to assess the needs of the community to make sure your needs are continuing to be met.
Which is what his big job is, amongst all this other stuff we've been talking about, is to figure out what's going on in the community and what you might need to do to address a need that's out there. Well, we'll talk more about that later, but we're out of time. That half hour's gone right by. Stephen Wright, thank you. You've done good
thank
on
you
your
so
first
much.
Show. All
thank
right.
You.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Caporia, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, one more time. And we actually have a doctor here who knows how to do this. He's really a groupie. He shows up every day here because he's got nothing to do. All right, so at the count of three, we're going to tell everybody why they come here for fresh subs and salads 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.